Siren Radio.
It's almost as though there's constant change of foot, really. Why a sandwich cream, please? It's just, oh, 0 days, 16 hours, 57 minutes and 46 seconds to go, Winnie. How can you contain your excitement?
I'm very excited here. We're actually we've got some horses just about to come by because we're just doing the trot up, the first horse inspection, where the vets get a look at the horses, make sure that they're fit to compete. So if you're here on the ground, you can actually see some four-legged friends doing their thing already.
Whoa, now this is the part of the year where I always feel summer's arrived when we got the Equitrek Bramham horse trials there. We're looking at the videos actually on the website, seeing the wonderful... Is that a drone that managed to take that shot as we actually go over the wonderful house of Bramham at that base?
It is indeed, yeah. We managed to get a chap come in with a drone and give a little bit more of a sort of bird's eye view of the park.
Excellent stuff. And it's looking in tip-top condition, in many ways, weather ideal for our equine friends.
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect. We just have a little bit of sunshine here and there, but on the whole, it's sort of grey and overcast. It's still warm enough. I'm walking around in sort of crop trousers quite happily in a T-shirt. But no, absolutely perfect conditions for the horses.
Now, back in September, actually, Tessa Snart accompanied me as our official reporter for the Burley International Horse Trials.
Yes, yeah.
And I've always thought, I mean, Burley, it's got its wonderful charts, etc. But Tessa, you haven't lived until you've actually been to the Equitrek Bramham
Trials.
And
I haven't been yet, so.
Exactly. This is the critical side of things.
So how is it different? How is it going to amaze me?
Winnie, how can Bramham amaze, you know?
We're a little bit smaller than Burley in terms of the size of the event and the size of the fences that the horses jump. But I think because it's a little bit smaller, it just gives you a little bit more of a family-friendly kind of feel about it. And also it's in Yorkshire, which to me makes it extra special because the welcome you get up here is like no other. So for me, I'm actually quite local to Burley where I actually live at home. But to come up here, for me, this is the event of the season.
Precisely. You see, that's why it might well be that Chloe's from sunny Cleethorpes, but at the end of the day, you need to break Yorkshire. Break the Yorkshire market, Chloe, and
that's
all
it.
Will work through. Splendid stuff there. Looking this year, of course, it's not an Olympic year, but it still remains as competitive as ever. I know in times past we've had the likes of Zara Phillips and a whole heap of other fine folk actually competing at Bramham. Any particular suggestions this year in terms of who we should be looking out for, Winnie?
Well, we've got sort of some of the, do I call them the usual suspects? No Zara this year. Obviously, she's just about to give birth to her second child, so she's a bit preoccupied. But we've got William Fox Pitt here with two horses, and he's on the hunt for his ninth win here at Bramham. So we like to nickname him Mr. Bramham. And he's actually distantly related to the Lane Fox family who live in Bramham. Mm. We've got Nicola Wilson, who's obviously the local Olympic heroine. She's here actually with her horse, Bulana, who she won team gold and individual bronze with at last year's European Championships. But we've got Pippa Funnel here, Matthew Wright. I've seen them all today trot up. So it's hard to pick anybody to sort of say, yep, that's the dead cert to win, because this is a slightly difficult level sometimes. You've got the experienced horses out for a bit more competition experience and a bit of a tune-up before any big test. But you've got some of the riders also with their young stars who are a little bit untested. And to come here at Bramham, if you do well, you know that you've got a good star for the future. So it's always a slightly difficult one to tell, because we could easily get a winner that sort of comes out of the blue a little bit, who sort of not quite such a well-known rider with a really, really talented horse. So bit of a hard one to call. I wouldn't like to, if there were a bookmaker here, I wouldn't like to be placing any bet.
Indeed. Well, I've just actually retweeted from the at Bramham Park, the first horse inspection underway. Bramham 2018 is officially underway as well. So double use of underway. Underway squared. Fantastic. Genius stuff. Chloe, have you ever been to an international horse trials?
I haven't.
Well, this is
but
something we must,
I would love to go.
We must
absolutely
clearly address this. But when you finish with your Miss Lincolnshire duties, 2019, we'll schedule that.
Oh, I have been to Market Race and Racecourse.
Not quite the same.
Right. there was lots of beautiful horses.
But before Winnie jumps in and says, yeah, I think if the horses went round Bramham at the same sort of pace as they do at Market Race and Racecourse, you might think, whoa, in more ways than one. Even on the cross country, I think, Winnie, it's fair to say that would not necessarily be what you'd be looking for if health and safety was to the fore for the riders as much as the horse.
Yeah, no, they're travelling in the galloping bits between fences. They get up to sort of near enough 30 miles an hour. But when they're actually doing the jumping part, they come back a little bit and get a little bit more in control. But these horses do some serious shifting, but not quite the same speed. But they're race horses who do a bit of extra jumping, the event horses. They're kind of a jack of all trades.
I'm always hugely impressed by the range of skills that are needed, because actually to score well, not only on the the dressage, equine ballets refer to it, but also the cross country, and then of course show jumping fencing as well. It's impressive, isn't it, Tessa?
It is, and of course that they're pristine, these horses, aren't they? I mean, I don't know how long it takes the actual horse to get ready, or how long it takes you to get them ready, but they're always so beautiful, aren't they? And their manes plaited, yeah.
It's very impressive.
It is.
As we said, I mean, hopefully we'll get up to see this time. Astonishingly, Winnie, because of a variety of other bits and pieces that are happening, it may well be I'm not able to make Bram 2018 this year, which is tragedy of unparalleled proportions. I mean, hopefully.
Definitely. tragedy in the making.
Oh, Winnie, you know, it'll work through on that premier line from that sort of point of view. But can people still actually book tickets? Clearly not online now, because that's gone, really, if you want to. Unless they can print them off the gate. What's the line for people who are listening to this and thinking, well, I quite fancy seeing, you know, the weekend activities, or because it's obviously launches tomorrow but goes through until Sunday.
Yep, you can turn up on the gate and purchase tickets any of the days remaining. And if you wanted to treat yourself to a spell in the members' tent, which gives you a ringside view, you can buy tickets in the secretaries. We've got plenty of room in the park. We never turn anyone away. So happy to see anybody who'd like to come along and learn a little bit more about this amazing sport.
This is absolutely what we like to hear. Fantastic stuff. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Tessa, any other thoughts or questions you'd like to raise with Winnie Murphy? Literally as, I mean, the official launch is there, but let's just do this back at the countdown again if you've been paying attention. We are literally 16 hours, 50 minutes and 52 seconds now until the
So not long. Not long at all. How are you warming up for it? Are you all ready?
Yeah, we're all ready. Everything's all set out. There's still some last-minute sort of finishing touches to put in, but all the horses are here. They're in their temporary stables. So sort of, they all come with their bags packed in the lorry, and we've got about 180 horses on site at the moment. So, we're just doing, as we've said, the first horse inspection, where the vets look at the horses, look at them, make sure they're happy, fit, well, and good enough to compete. So we're just doing that, and then we kick off with dressage in the morning. So for me, I just do all the running around. I don't actually ride them. I just marvel in what the riders can
you run. May well say that, Winnie, but we know without your good self looking after the public relations side of things or the press routine, the thing would collapse. You know, that's the bottom line. I just realised, actually, there is another connection between yourself, Tessa, and Bramham, and that, of course, is Charlie the DuBarry thing. Now, Charlie used to he used to be regular at Bramham until, and it can be revealed now because I did actually share it with him, I said, yes, that's okay. I believe he had an incident with a jacuzzi 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Since then, yeah, you know what I speak with him. He's the sort of person you'd expect to have an incident with a jacuzzi.
He's quite a character, isn't he? I thought he was brilliant, but yeah.
He's a fine soul, but I think he got carried away 1 year in the after-match club. We don't speak of it any further.
My lips are definitely sealed on that one.
I would hope so, Winnie. That's the important thing.
A good press officer's mantra, always keep your lips sealed. No stories go any further.
Exactly. And that's what we love about you. That's the important thing. Tessa, go for it. Last two questions, please, for Winnie Murphy. Please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
Oh, always. I love this. It sort of makes Bramham for me. I know that Bramham's really started when I get to do my little broadcast with Alex. It definitely is always a highlight for me.
And will you be returning on the show to let us know how it's all been?
Well, if I'm invited, we're more than welcome.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And a reminder, if people want to actually locate you on the web, presumably it's bramham-horse.co.uk?
It is, and we're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, so do pay us a visit there, where we put lots and lots of images and things and comments and all sorts, so you get a little bit of a feel about the event.
Can't sleep tonight, I feel so shaken. Baby, the wind has changed again. You came to me straight out of nowhere, taking me where I've never.
historic Harwich heroine and hyperbolic midweek drivette.
I know you might have thought, we're never going to hear Hannah Brown's jingle again. Of course you would, because midweek drivettes never die. They just fade away. No, they don't. Hannah, how are you? Welcome back to the programme. And apologies for the fact that you seem to have a fairly short length of wire there. So you're just describing the scene to the listener here. Lean towards the desk just to actually ensure you've got full headphone coverage, which can't be very comfortable for you, it has to be said.
It's an interesting position, but also as I move my head, the sound's cutting in and out. So
is it?
Yes.
We may have to do a switch.
Your voice. If not, we could I can't say it.
We'll provide you with a longer lead, because I'm afraid much as we'd love to actually try subtitles on radio, ultimately it's not going to work. Because somebody would say, no, of course it's not going to work, would be William Coles. Isn't that right, William?
Yes.
There we are. That's not William Coles. That's William Coles' son, because clearly his dad's still driving.
Oh,
yay! Oh, wonderful. Do you know William Coles Sr., as opposed to Junior? I'm very impressed with that whole connection, because I've learned over experience that sometimes when you've got a young teenage boy, you have to be very careful, because you actually say, ah, can I speak to your husband? No. Or can I speak to you just think it sounds like to me. Thankfully, I kind of kept it neutral. I realised, no, it wasn't Anna Lewis in disguise. I dialed the right number, and clearly it was the Kohlsmeister playing around with a whole variety of other bits and pieces, simply so he could actually get the line-up to produce his jingle like so.
William Coles, romantic novelist, political journalist, and regular midweek drive correspondent from the capital of Scotland, with or without his prehistoric shark's teeth.
Quite right, too. I can't believe William Sitwell, who's joining us on the programme tomorrow, actually making a welcome return to the whole system. Because I admit it, William, I made a slight mistake. A typographical error crept in, and in the schedule for the morning edition, I actually had you scheduled as opposed to William Sitwell, to which he replied, who's William Coles? I said, are you serious, William Sitwell? Anyway, that's been sorted. It's a way forward. Thankfully, nobody can actually say who the heck is Chloe Rose, because she's Miss Lincolnshire.
Yay! I can't believe it.
Believe it, Chloe, because it is so. You have the sash which you're wearing.
It's beautiful,
at this
isn't
moment.
It? Look at it.
And it's sparkly blue.
It is sparkly blue.
Wow. It's what I think clearly every romantic novelist wants to incorporate.
I think we should get some midweek drivette sashes, so
yes,
we can wear the
see
that'd be amazing. Incorporate it into the programme.
Sometimes, William, I don't know whether you provide the midweek drivettes with a certain amount of latitude, and whoa, what are they
just
kilometres?
It, you know, it's got to grow.
Keep it.
That's why you look great in a sash.
What on earth do you have to do to become Miss Lincolnshire?
Sorry, my dear. What did we say? Sorry.
We're too engrossed to talk about sashes.
We were so engrossed talking about that looking at each other. Not like that. Not in a vanity way.
No,
it's
of
just,
course,
you know,
of course
just
not.
Being friendly.
But the agonies they put over whether they should go monochrome, black and white, etc. I shall reiterate William's question.
Sorry.
What did you have to do to become Miss Lincolnshire?
Well, I personally... It's crazy how it happened.
Share the thoughts.
It's crazy. Basically, what happened was, a year or so ago, I was in the competition Miss British Isles, and I was scouted for that, and I represented Grimsby. Anyway,
somebody has to.
Well, that's, but they've got great fish and chips.
Oh,
you've got to remember
that's
that.
The main
you
thing.
Know. And anyway, what happened was, I saw the Miss Great Britain competition, and I thought, because I've done another one, I thought, why not try it again? And I'm not saying, wow, I look great and I should win it, because it's not like that.
Modest.
I just thought there's a talent section.
Yeah.
And
Bring it on.
Singer-songwriter, you know, you've got to go for it. The next minute I know, I apply. And they get back and say, would you like to be Miss Lincolnshire? I sent them all the information. And I think
you've waited years for that.
Years and years. It finally happened.
Yes. Yeah.
William's up there thinking, God, they've asked me to be Miss Edinburgh so many times. Yes. I don't know.
And I think all it is just being great with charity, helping charity. And
you are a saint, let's face it, Chloe. This is one of the reasons why.
Saint with a sash.
You know, on the first time we featured you on Sound and Country Vision, we thought, this is a very extraordinary person. Force of nature. I think was
Thank
the adjective.
That's why we had to get you into the studio.
Yes.
Well, precisely so. And in fact, I think William is already keen to actually hear some Chloe Rose magic. Now, this is not going to be the live performance instead, because you can calm down a little bit for that.
Yes.
But, William, I'll let you choose. Would you like Chloe as track which goes Lungs? Which is very good for the horse racing side of things.
It is.
That's
your brand new single, isn't it, that one? That's your very brand new.
Golden Dreams or True Love? Which one would you like us to prefer? Yes, I managed to juggle it around.
Yes,
saw that. Which one, William Coles? No pressure here, but Hannah Brown is obviously going to be judging your entire line on which one you go for. Lungs, Golden Dreams, or True Love? Which one would you like to hear piped down the line and up to Edinburgh for you?
I want to hear her panting. Give me Lungs.
Like, wow.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, dear.
I'm going to say take a deep breath. This is not going to help. Just relax. Cup of tea. What did you make of it, William Coles?
I thought it was fantastic. It was like I had a sense of Jane Birkin in Je T'aime, One on Plus. You probably remember that one.
Sounds very good to me.
Da, 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 da. It was actually banned by the BBC, Je T'aime, One on Plus, because of the heavy breathing that Jane Birkin actually put together.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Let's not mention that.
No, back
I
in the day.
Band it again, you know?
I think it's fine now.
Yeah. Anyway,
let's ruin the whole song if not. It adds to the effect.
Exactly.
Precisely.
Let's be quirky, haven't
we? Now, we've looked at some of your videos, including the one where you're dressed in a red dress just by the Humber Bridge.
Yes. Yeah. The true love one.
Yeah.
Yes, true love. Bright red dress, you've got to stand out.
So the inspiration behind, because I mean, somehow I'm thinking, actually, William, we could finally have sorted out the challenge of getting a soundtrack composer for your romantic novels here, basically, from that point of view. So what was the idea behind the red dress and the Humber Bridge?
I think it's just sort of my identity, really, because I just love evening dresses and I love red.
Rose,
and,
red, and, red, yeah. Rose.
Sort of behind the song, what was behind the... I suppose it's about sort of being in a broken down relationship kind of thing. And it's, I mean, when I write music, I'm so happy, but deep down there's another side to my music
it's
where
tragic
it's like heartbreak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, and I write about it. Anybody in Cleethorpes has got to have a secret hidden.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a matter of course. I mean,
it's just the way
Braveheart, but, you know, it doesn't say.
I love Braveheart. Oh, fantastic.
Genius. Sorry,
absolutely. Fantastic.
Whoa. Now, that's a kind of tangential link that even our most sophisticated listeners might not have come up with. Good one.
Yes.
Anyway, we're not dressed in blue, but that's a different line from that point of view. William, where do you want to take us now? Because it's up to you to quiz Chloe more about life, the universe, or indeed bring in Hannah, who will be taking a bit of a break from the studio-based shows because you're back in Harwich shortly, are you not?
Yes, I go home on Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's always the phone.
She's going.
What are the perks of the job of being Miss Lincolnshire?
Oh. Oh, well, it's all about... Sorry, I wasn't expecting you to talk to me then. I thought, basically, well, William, it's more or less sort of, you know, doing a lot for charity and making appearances. And I think that's the main thing, really, to just sort of help the community. I mean, if I can do that, then I feel like, I'm a happy sort of thing, because if I can make a difference to the world around me and if I can, you know, get everybody involved, that's the main outcome for me, really. So I just really hope
Chloe, you've got a title. We award it now. Because it's Miss Great Britain later on in the year?
Yes, the final. How? I can't believe there's 50 girls on there. Absolutely. I mean, I've been following them on Instagram because you've got to see who the competition is. They look beautiful. All these girls are beautiful.
Chloe, you're in the same league. You're in the same league. You wouldn't be in it if you wasn't.
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to be in it, and I hope I do a good job, and that's the main thing. That's all you can
do.
You've got to try.
William, if ever there was a narrative waiting to be inscribed by your hand, I think this is it, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah, sure. And this is possibly the first time, Alex, that radio doesn't do one of your punters justice.
Can you expand on that, please? By
yes,
punters.
Well, we need to see what Miss Lincolnshire looks like.
It's that already ahead of you there. The photographs are already online.
They are.
Are they not, Tessa?
They're
a variety
already there.
Of sources.
There
they're
is
there.
A variety. And so there will be more.
There will be more. So all you have to do is you get your son to actually access facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting and you'll see a couple up there already.
Or check out the Miss Lincolnshire GB Facebook page. And Chloe Rose, Chloey Rose. You'll find it on there.
Does that answer that question, William?
Okay, it does. What would happen if instead of wearing a sash, you had a sort of long line of Lincolnshire sausages? Would this gag go down well?
That would be brilliant. I love Lincolnshire sausages. Absolutely. You know what? I'm totally agreeing with this. I think this is great.
Yeah.
Why not try something different?
Your local paper will love you if you do this.
I think they will. I think it'll be something different. You know, Miss Lincolnshire with Lincolnshire sausages.
Exactly.
Why not?
That would be quite good.
Yeah.
Like it.
It's ever so funny. I like him.
You could have a bracelet. Do you remember Lady Gaga with the meat dress?
Yes.
The whole thing made of sausage.
Yes.
God, it's going to be a winner.
Definitely. You know what? I agree with you. I think that's a great idea.
You heard it first, 29 minutes past 5 o'clock on Siren Radio, and already Hannah's sort of thinking, what is going on? It's a strange routine. William, I'm going to ask Hannah to put those last two questions to you. Go, Hannah.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
Oh, I've loved it. Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome. Will you be joining us again soon?
Just as soon as the chief asked me. Thank you.
Well, there we are. And meanwhile, back from the world of 1980s top bands.
Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less. Did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's bride? Suddenly the heavens rolled. Suddenly the rain came down. Suddenly it was washed away. Mary that I knew. So when you find somebody, think of me and celebrate. I made such a big mistake when I was Mary's bride. So if I say,
actually do to actually follow Danny Wilson and Mary's Prayer surely has to be
singer, scholar, festival ambassador and midweek drivette. It's Eva MacDonald on the Midweek Drive.
Yay, Eva! Go, Eva! How are you, Eva?
Hello.
All right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Eva, I finally sussed out... Very well, thank you very much. I've finally sussed out the rationale in terms of why, insanely, you didn't win the Miss Great Britain title when you were Miss Lincolnshire. And it's been...
Oh, why didn't I?
Well, we've identified now, and hopefully Chloe Rose will get... So, Chloe, it's all down to sausages.
It's all down to Lincolnshire sausages.
You should
Eva.
Have been wearing some sausages as opposed to a sash, you know, when you were sort of there, Eva. That's the baseline. It's ingredient. And that's the way forward. I hope you've got your sausages to hand with respect to the Salt Fleet experience. But welcome back, Eva MacDonald. In the not-too-distant future, we will see you in person in Saltfleet. Hopefully Tessa will come along with me.
I hope so. I hope I can make it down there.
The opportunity for Hannah is there, but she'll be back in Harwich. What can we say? I don't know. Anyway, she's here today.
Hello.
Exactly. And Chloe Rose, who indeed you have connected with because you're both holders of, or have been, Miss Lincolnshire.
It's also a shoot for a cause. thing we did as well. And she's a fantastic model. She's brilliant.
She strikes the pose, doesn't she?
She does. That's why she got the title, you see. No, I just got it because I don't know. No, I'm joking. No, I didn't. I did my best. And that's great.
You know, you got singer, songwriter. You both, you know, so that's all connected together. However, we're still waiting for Eva to actually send down some CDs to us.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
The message is there.
You need to. She needs to.
Exactly. Yeah. But we'll be hearing from you live in a few moments, which is always
exciting.
It is, exactly, because we've set up a studio base.
All set up.
After a moment to work through that. Even before we do that, I know Hannah is keen to find out what exactly have you been doing in the magical town of Saltfleet. I know we're just covering, it's like the Cannes Film Festival, the Canary Islands, and the Gold Coast of Australia wrapped into one when you talk about Cleethorpes, Grimsby, and Saltfleet in the same show. Frankly, you know, they said they couldn't fit it into the same one. We're proving we can do that and more. But how is Saltfleet, Eva?
It's fine, thank you. It's been, we've just gone down from peak season, we call it peak season, so that's where it's gone into peak season, basically, and you have lots of people because it's been the holiday. So I've done my cabaret a lot on stage this past week, did one yesterday, and then obviously we had lots of children in the daytime, so lots of things to keep me busy with activities, but we've done quite a few shows as well, actually. Some shows and just cabarets in the evening, basically. A lot of things.
now, from the department of obviously supergroups and bands that are just waiting to actually have that final contract sealed, signed and delivered, is there any possibility that we will see in the not too distant future a kind of duet between Chloe and yourself, Eva?
Oh,
great. See what you're doing with that sort of, and Tessa's got a lot of musical skills as well. Possibly you might like to.
Oh, gosh. Well, I.
Bring in your mother.
I'll bring in mum. I'm going to leave it to professionals here.
It's a way.
I'll be there for moral support.
Hannah would do wonderful things as well.
Girl band.
We'll be like your cheerleaders at the side.
I could bring my ukulele.
You're absolutely right, Hannah. I've forgotten about your ukulele scenarios. There's got to be a sort of insert into the ukulele, which we need to work through. This is great. Anyway, Hannah, as your interview, what questions would you like to put to Eva about life, the universe, and indeed coping with peak time and peak season in Saltfleet?
Well, I hope you've been doing well. What sort of things have you doing to keep people entertained during the peak season?
Okay, so basically in the daytime, it's just like generic entertainment activities, so little activities like pottery, arts and crafts, things like that. But then in the evening, you do the full kids game shows, then the family game shows, and then you do your own cabaret set, or you do, we call it a trooper showtime because we're known as troopers, which is the name for the entertainment stuff. So in the evenings, it's cabarets, shows, game shows, presenting game shows, and in the daytime it's activities for the children like pottery and things like that.
Very busy.
Very various. It's very.
Do you get any time off?
You get one day off. And funny enough, that is today.
And what does she do? She does her media responsibilities. You see, you're so also
going to
be graduating from a university degree. You just had it easy. You know, it's way forward.
I always like to do something.
And we appreciate every little second of that. Now, Chloe, you're pretty much set up next door. We want Eva to stay online so she can have the joy of actually hearing some Chloe Rose played live down the line to her in Saltfleet, because she's a very harsh critic. I mean, I mean, when we were in the helicopter at the York Maze, it was a case of, you're watching me on. So many sort of scenarios on that sort of basis. But if we set up, we'll have a little musical interlude to sort of take us through to that sort of scenario. Tessa will look after the set. It's a bit like the Maida Vale studio, isn't it, really?
You've worked there, Tessa, so you've got radio experience.
Exactly. I've heard it on good authority from Bob Harris himself that they're just about to put up a Tessa Snart did her internship.
Oh, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It'll happen. That's the important thing.
I like Bob.
So we'll work through with that. Stay with us, Eva, and then we'll do a big introduction to Chloe. And your first number will be what, Chloe?
Oh, it's Golden Dreams.
It is Golden Dreams. It's fantastic. Okay, to take us round to that, the five stair steps.
Child, things are gonna get easier. watch how things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter.
And with a slight sort of hiccup, we're going straight over to the joys of Chloe Rose in 1B with reverb on it still and all sorts of other bits and pieces on Siren Radio with Golden Dreams.
Buried in the sand of the fears they breed let you dry. A fading truth and all regrets. Broken thoughts that fill my I saw you in my sleep, and I left you in my dreams. Oh, crashing through falling dreams, the dark. Spread your lies, how I stood by your side, left your shadow behind, golden dreams at night, as it seems when you're holding on to a love that's gone. The fears they breathe let you dry. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Golden dreams. Stripped at the seams. All the lost will be found.
Outstanding. Round of applause, please. Yay! Well, amazing, very powerful, very impressive. That's some of the initial thoughts. Hannah in the studio, what did you make of that little number?
Oh, that was absolutely amazing.
Is it a yes for you?
Oh, yes. That absolutely, so beautiful. It almost sounded like a James Bond theme tune.
There is.
I was listening to it and I could totally picture that as the beginning of a James Bond
Daniel
film.
Craig doing his stuff.
Listening.
So, clearly. Tessa, thumbs up from yourself, presumably?
Well, obviously, I've heard a little bit before, but fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so that's incredible. It's a live performance. But as we frequently said, our opinions in the studio don't matter a hill of beans when it comes to our telephonic co-presenter. Eva could just smash this dream like once and say,
no!
Eva MacDonald, what did you make of our live production there? She played the piano herself, she did all the rest of the reverb was actually there. We sort of threw, what did you make of Chloe Rose and Golden Dreams?
Oh, it was lovely. I was listening. It's a very relaxing tune.
Oh, thank you.
I've got to ask the question, Chloe.
Yes.
Were you influenced by Christina Perry and Jar of Hearts?
You know what? That's a great suggestion. But it actually wasn't. It was, I wanted to say, what Hannah said.
It was a Bond movie.
Bond, I was thinking of the next Bond song. I know that's crazy, but I thought, why not?
It's got that sound, though. It instantly came to my mind. It sounds perfect for a Bond film.
Yeah.
Well, there we have it. Still working through that process, and we'll address that. So, Eva, any questions or indeed advice you'd like to give Chloe as she prepares to psych herself up? I mean, you've gone through the Miss Lincolnshire scenario, wearing that proudly, just as I mean, I'll pull up the photographs that you can look through it, of the joys of Eva working through that. Eva, what advice would you provide for Chloe now for the next stage?
Oh, I don't know, but it's a question. Like, how are you preparing for Miss Great Britain? What are you doing to prepare for it?
I think basically just setting things up to kind of make appearances, and, you know, for charity, I was thinking of sorting out a few events to sort of raise money. But I'm sort of at the early stages at the moment, but I'm really hoping that things will come good. And then it's picking the outfits as well, and you know, oh, there's so much to think about, which I know you know about as well, don't you? So if you've got any advice for me, that would be amazing towards the competition.
it would be just making lots of appearances and doing charity work, really. And I was in the car coming back from, I think it was from Saltfleet last week, but it might have been to Saltfleet, and you were on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. You happened to be on the radio.
Oh my God.
It's a warm up for the more oppressive side. Yes. Get these things into a corporation.
Definitely do just do as much charity work as you can, and make as many appearances. That really helps in the pageant industry.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I'll definitely take that on. Just keep going, help charity, and keep organising things and raising money. Thank you so much.
It's fair to say, Eva, with your own charity work, it continues ever onwards, because you've been doing stuff for the Brain Cancer Trust and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. So
I have,
that as well.
Actually. I am doing something this Friday. I'm going to Westminster this Friday with the charity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I'm going to talk in Westminster, so that'll be... an experience.
Brilliant.
Well, as long as you keep spreading the midweek drive-at world, it's another step in the world to in the road to world domination, which is, you know, we're very much on the case and we'll be addressing for too long. Eva, it's been awesome. And I think it's time for Tessa to throw a couple of final scenarios. I know, it's always but you've got Anna Lewis ready, set and ready to go now. She's got a number, so go for it, please.
Oh, Eva, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have. It's been lovely.
And are you going to return again soon?
I really hope so. I'm hoping as well that if I ever get a day off on a Wednesday again and I'm in Lincoln, then hopefully I can maybe pop into the studio.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Steady on. You don't want to
It'd be nice to see you again.
Overexcite the listener too much. I mean, the security arrangements alone, I mean, the riders she puts on our contract, we've got to have the right kind of M&Ms, we've got to have the right kind of this. Oh, it's
room for the puppies. It's a lot to organise.
Yeah,
I never considered Eva as a diva. Eva the diva.
I am called Eva the diva as well.
It's Eva MacDonald will return. Meanwhile, from somebody who tried but didn't quite reach the level of standing of Chloe Rose...
I know I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. And don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I loved the most. I learned to live. Gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found, but I have grown to you broke all your pride.
always thought that was a metaphorical jar of hearts. Presumably it is, unless you're a neurosurgeon or indeed a cardiothoracic surgeon, and actually you're collecting hearts, in which case you might well have a jar of them. Enough of such stuff. It's 4 minutes to 6 o'clock nearly, and you're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren Radio. We have Hannah Brown, Tessa Snart, and Chloe Rose in the studio. Yay!
Yay!
Special hello to Chloe's dad as well. Chloe's dad, whose name is?
It's Jeff.
Jeff!
He's ever so nice, he's lovely.
Yay. As you can tell, Anna Lewis, so much excitement for this fine first Wednesday in June 2018. It's just quite extraordinary. Where are you in London, Anna Lewis?
Well, today's the day. I went with my friend to the Rodin exhibition at the British Museum, which was a bit amusing, really. But we were at the British Museum, and it was not that busy, actually. I was expecting it to be more heaving with people, but it was okay. It was all right. And we're just in Pret having a cup of tea, so it's all very civilised.
It's very good indeed, you see. And obviously, you've said to your friends, as you hold your hand up and say, sorry, talk to the palm because the head isn't listening. I've got to do my media duties now. It's very important. It's my commitment to my growing fandom base on Siren Radio. So what was, I mean, Rodin, presumably we're talking the sculptor here, is that right?
Yes, he was. I mean, he didn't really cast his art. He wasn't accepted at the Musée des Beaux-Arts to start with, so he had a bit of a rocky start to his career. And it's true to say that some of the statues, they're not really, you can't really admire him. You've got to admire the other sculptors that finished them off and the other people who did the bronze founding that finished them off. I mean, there's some interesting things, like the thinker has six toes on each feet, which is a bit weird.
Is that because he's thought them into existence, the fact that sixth toe isn't a
six
real toe?
On each foot. It's most peculiar. And there's some interesting statues of bits of their private parts knocked off, which
How often statues have actually had to cope with that scenario where over the years you go in there and you say, oi, where's his bits? And the guard said, he's had them knocked off, sir. And it's quite painful from a masculine point of view. That's all I can say.
It's eye-watering, actually.
Precise thing. Hannah, did you know that Rodin's thinker statue had six toes?
I didn't. Is this like the third in a row, which is invisible, that there's a sixth toe that helps us to
on both of them,
agility.
This is on the thinker, and it's a plaster cast of the thinker. I don't think it's a real thing. And I swear, if you look closely, he's got six toes. And there's another one. One of the people in the Burgers of Calais is also, it looks as if he's got six toes, but it's not that. He's just standing on a pebble. But the thinker, definitely in that particular maquette in plaster, has got six toes on each foot. Most odd.
Could be the title for your first musical album, of course, Chloe. The Thinker Has Six Toes. Yeah, it's definitely sort of fun.
It's
have.
A winner. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Or just six toes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Anne Boleyn had a sixth finger. I'm sure many people said she was a witch accordingly, but no, she wasn't. Okay. But she'd have problems from that point of view. A strange and mysterious life. Anna, I suspect you've never, ever in your entire life as a Jersey gal who's now actually headed off to the joys of Isleworth and central London once again and who studied at the University of London and the University of Kent at Canterbury, ever even considered having your holidays in Cleethorpes?
I've heard nice things about Cleethorpes.
Yeah.
Because some of my friends at St Mary's actually live that way. So it's somewhere I'd like to go, actually, to be honest. It's on my list of places. Scarborough's another one. That's the one place I'd really like to go to.
So there we are, Chloe. We have another Cleethorpes convert.
Well, she must have heard about the fish and chips. That's all I'm going to say. She must have done. Go to the pier, Cleethorpes. It's amazing.
Right. Really? Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's nice to get a recommendation, actually.
Given our gradual expansion through the East Coast, obviously the Snart family had their first experience of Saltburn-on-Sea, which is way up north there. Whitby, Scarborough Science Fiction Festival, etc. Thinking about Saltfleet, but Cleethorpes is something that's actually there. Might put it down with Harwich as well. Yeah, Harwich and Cleethorpes, kind of twin them, basically.
I think
Glasgow.
Harwich already has a twin in America.
Does it really?
I think it's Harwich, Massachusetts. I've seen a sign when I'm walking around. But we're twins.
It's these kind of things that just make the programme just that little bit more interesting than other competitive stations, I feel. Not that we're competitive, we're complimentary at Siren Radio. Anna, you're having fun times there. Would you like to plug the restaurant again where you're actually having tea this fine day on Wednesday?
Yeah, it's just a nice cup of tea. I'm prêt à manger, actually, because I'm going out to dinner with a Jersey friend who's come over and staying behind the British Museum. And he's an elderly gentleman. He's staying in a really nice hotel that do really good food, apparently. So I'm meeting up a bit later on and catching up. But it's, yeah, it's a nice part of London, Bloomsbury. It's vibrant. There's
it's a Bloomsbury set, let's face it. You know, you've got your Lytton Straight Cheese, you've got your... Oh, no, they died a few years ago. Oh, never mind, it's still a Bloomsbury set. What the heck? Little literary nods there to the 1920s. Well, it's only 90 years ago. Chloe, I think you can handle this. Would you like to put those last two questions to Anna Lewis? I know it's your first show and they're very exciting ones, but I feel you can do it. I feel, my girl, you've got that ability to work through that whole system.
We're going
to
do it together.
Are
we're
going
to do it together.
Oh,
you ready?
Yeah. Exciting.
Have you enjoyed
your telephonic
link with us?
I have indeed. Thank you for asking.
It's kind of like reverb and echo.
It is.
Put an effect on it.
I like that. I do like that. It's very good.
And we've got one more, haven't we?
Yeah, of course.
Will you return to
the show?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's splendid.
You should come on.